I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
All right, now, there's a lot of, you know, obviously people upset about what happened on Sunday with the Raiders and the Falcons, and there's a lot to be upset about, but I think what's getting kind of lost in the shuffle, and I'm not just trying to be the guy that finds all the positivity, there was some good things that we saw, and we talked about it a little bit this week, kind of briefly about it, but the defense that we've been talking about quite a bit this year and the fact that they need to really step up in a major way, they did that. They gave the Raiders so many opportunities on Sunday against Atlanta, and obviously it didn't work out the way that anybody in Raider Nation wanted it to, but that does give me a little bit of a better feeling going forward, knowing what the Raiders have to do, looking for 4 wins out of 5 games, that, hey, if you can have a defense that just shows up, I'm not asking for a lights out, lock them down defense, I'm not asking for the 85 Bears, but if you can have a defense that did what the Raiders defense did on Sunday against the Falcons, especially early on and even into the third quarter. I mean, hell, they only had 16 points at halftime. The Raiders kept them out of the end zone multiple times. Yes, they made a few mistakes, obviously, with penalties, but their defense really did show up to the party. Now, the offense is going to get all the headlines and all the conversation, good, bad, or ugly, and it was well, bad, and ugly on Sunday as far as the offense goes, but the defense gave them a puncher's chance and kept them in that game a lot longer than they really should have been in that game. Now, they're going to be needed down the stretch. They're going to be needed to be put into that kind of performance again the next 5 weeks and really step their game up. So if they can do that, if they can create a turnover here, if they can get some pressure on the quarterback, get a sack or two, if they can, you know, keep the teams out of the end zone and make them settle for field goals a couple times like they did with the Falcons on Sunday, they have a really good chance to win these 4 out of 5 that we're talking about. And look, make no mistake about it, the Falcons offense is good. They are a really good offense. They are in a bad situation, but they're still a really good offense. Matt Ryan is still a really good quarterback, and they could put up points. And the Raiders defense did a good job of slowing that thing down quite a bit. So that was the one encouraging sign for me coming out of that game, even though it got overshadowed by the bad play of the offense.
It's true, and that's the one thing, is when you lose games like that, especially when it was so one-sided, why you lost, because you just couldn't do anything offensively, is that defense. Look, they played really, really well. Yes, they didn't get the sacks. The pass rush still is not where it should be, but certainly they look better. And again, hopefully Cleland Furl will be back this week. They get better. And to me, that's huge, Q. You're right, because if they can put together the performance they had against Atlanta, then put together a nice – I think they should dominate against the Jets. As you heard Nate say, yeah, the Jets' offense doesn't have much. It's pretty terrible. So you should have an opportunity to gain some confidence and go in there and do something. And if you get that defense on a little bit of a roll – when they come home to play the Chargers, that's a good thing. And I think overall for this team, that's what you need, is you just need positive momentum as you roll through December.
Yeah, I mean, to go through the last final stretch, the home stretch of this season, they're going to need complete team effort. So they're going to need that defense that showed up on Sunday against Atlanta, but they're also going to need that offense that showed up against Kansas City Sunday night. They're going to need them to complement each other. If at any time this season they're going to complement each other, it's got to be this final stretch of the season.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And you start, look, this is a good get healthy, get your mind right game. You set the tone, you go out there, and yeah, I would love to see them just absolutely do what the Falcons did to them, but to the Jets. But hey, as long as they come out of there with a W, that's all that matters, all right? So we're going to go back on the phone lines here. Last couple of calls of the day, we're going down to Florida, and it's Dana. Dana, you're on with Scott and Q here on Silver and Black today.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Good, man.
Chilling.
I just love to say that. I love to hear Q say chilling. You know, man, I'm at a 2. You know, I'm an eternal optimist, but that was his rough day. That reminded me of in 2000, I think it was 17, when we lost to the Redskins and just got shellacked. The strength of our team is our offensive line, and they seemed like they just had nothing all day. And, you know, I don't doubt Derek Carr's leadership at all. You know, back in the day when Mac was on the team, he was the first person to celebrate with them off the field and vice versa. On most teams, the defense and the offense are fractured. And I see Isaiah Johnson make that play against the Chargers, and he's hugging Carr afterwards. The things Waller has to say about him, I don't doubt at all the way he leads that team. But, you know, I'm the biggest Derek Carr fan. I felt that he had a little too much faith in his guys and holding the ball too long, and some of those fumbles were a little fluky, but, you know, I think he needs to, you know, get out of there quicker when things are bad like that. I think Gruden kind of hit on that. But, you know, the thing I love the most about this station is that I'm working hard, and I'm like, oh, somebody should say that, and then somebody says it. You know, you guys have Mo Moten on, or Uncle Hondo, or you know, and you say what I'm already thinking. You guys just pretty much summed up the defense. I mean, I think Carl Nassib, you know, played out. Boy, we had Malik Collins actually got to the quarterback. Oh, wait, that was late. You know, we won't talk about that. But other than that, you know, the defense showed out a little bit. Even when Arnett went out, Isaiah Johnson made some plays there, got us the interception. So, you know, I'm feeling good about us going forward. I mean, I tell you, yesterday I was having such a rough day, but after Uncle Hondo and 13 minutes with Renfro, I mean, I literally shaved my head, washed it all off, put my Raider gear back on, and walked into a group of 100 men that were wondering if I was going to be coming in with my Raider gear. And there I was again, and nobody said a thing because I had that Raider confidence again. So I thank you guys. Look forward to going forward, and have a great day.
All right, Dana. Awesome.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Great call, man. Definitely appreciate that. And I totally understand where he's coming from. You know, there's a lot to like of what the potential, what they can do down the stretch. But I mean, obviously you still have to have some concern. You just want to see it. And so I think that a lot of us, including myself, I'm just kind of anxious to get there. I'm anxious to get to Sunday to see them kind of wash away that, you know, that bad taste out their mouth. When you have a bad performance, the number one thing you want to do is get back on the field and wash that thing away. Unfortunately, we got to wait till Sunday to see it again.
Absolutely. But I love his attitude there. He got over it quick, and that's what the Raiders have to do on the field. And we appreciate you, man, for listening, Dana, down in Florida here to Raider Nation Radio and Silver and Black today. Okay, now we go back on the line to a guy I'm sure is driving around Las Vegas. He's delivering pipe somewhere. It's our guy, Ruben. Ruben, you're on with Scott and Q. What's up, bud?
Hey, guys. Actually, I get off at 2:30, so I ain't laying the pipe, you know.
Good.
After hours.
Have an adult beverage then.
Almost home. Just stop back Best Buy, pick up some stuff. But man, I'm a person, man. I don't like to think too far ahead. But the way we were all getting all excited about playoffs and man, it's just one game at a time, guys. You know, mm-hmm. even though they added an extra seed, we still right now, like everyone's thinking, we in the playoffs. No, right now we out the playoffs, even with the extra seed in there. So just one game at a time. We got punched in the mouth. Let's get back up. Let's get in the trenches. Let's just take care of business, guys. One game at a time. And before you know it, man, there's only 5 weeks left in the season, man. It's gonna go by so fast, man. And that's all I gotta say, man. Just one game at a time, guys. Win, lose, or tie. Raiders till I die.
There you go.
Yay, yay.
Ruben always brings it, man. Love it. Nice,
yeah, and he's right. Look, it is 1 week at a time, and that's something we've stressed on this show multiple times. Like, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves or anything. But again, when you have the trajectory and when the way that they were playing, and you know, they're on a 3-game winning streak, they lose that game to Kansas City, but you kind of feel like, hey, I know who this team is. I know this team is going to bounce back, start a new win streak in Atlanta, knowing Atlanta is a little bit down and knowing what they have to play for. I think it's easy to get caught up in the moment and say, hey, let's look at these games and let's start talking about possibility of getting into the playoffs, because again, why not expect the playoffs? You know what I mean? Like, the Patriots don't go into the season not expecting to make the playoffs.
No, of course.
You know what I mean? I mean, the Seattle Seahawks don't go into the season and say, well, let's just take it one game at a time. And you're supposed to, but they expect the playoffs. Like, good teams expect great things from themselves. So the Raiders should expect the playoffs. And again, like my man just said, you've got to take it 1 week at a time. But that's just kind of where we're at as far as, you know, is just expecting playoffs.
Exactly. And the mindset has to be there. You know, they talk all about it. We talked really early in the season, the first 5 weeks or so, too, about this culture that the Raiders are creating, the mindset. The mindset has to be an expectation to win. The mindset has to be that there's an expectation that you may lose games, no doubt. It's the NFL. It happens. But you don't lose games because you're not prepared, because you're not into the game, because you're not pumped up to go out and win for your colors, win for the silver and black. And that's just plain simple professional football. So I think that this team is there. I think this team will get there. I really believe that last week, whatever it was, call it a divot, put your green back and get back in the game and get set to go. Okay, we're up against a break. When we come back from the break, we will try to sneak another phone call if we can. 702-365-9200 is the number. And then we will be joined by our good friend Vinny Bonsignor, of course, who hosts In the Huddle with Lincoln Kennedy. And check this out. Their guest list today, Q, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Rod Woodson.
Nice, Hall of Famer.
And Eric Allen.
Ooh, that's, hey, man, I talked to him at Allegiant Stadium just a week ago or so.
You did.
He's a good dude. He used to get my haircut at the same spot, Gums Barbershop in Hayward, California.
Yeah, you told me about that. That was cool.
I told him about it, too, and he was like, hell yeah, I remember that. Me and my son went in there. So Eric Allen's a good dude, man.
He is. So, yes, they're coming up with Vinny and Lincoln at the top of the hour at 4 o'clock, and we'll be back right after this. You are on Silver and Black Today, only on your station. That's right, Raider Nation Radio.